Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Nicole Hemmer's Partisans, the Conservative Revolutionaries Who Remade American Politics in the 1990s, is a work of political history and media analysis that explains how the 1990s became a decisive turning point in modern American conservatism. Rather than treating that decade as a stable, triumphant post-Cold War era, Hemmer shows it as a period of deep resentment, strategic polarization, and institutional change. The book follows conservative politicians, commentators, and media entrepreneurs who turned cultural conflict, anti-globalism, and distrust of political elites into a durable political style. Its purpose is not simply to recount events, but to trace how Republican politics shifted toward combative partisanship and helped create conditions that later enabled Trumpism and today's broader polarization. Hemmer's account is especially interested in the relationship between media and politics, and in how a new conservative ecosystem reshaped what counted as credible debate, political identity, and democratic legitimacy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the 1990s became a crucial decade of conservative radicalization. Hemmer treats the 1990s not as a calm interlude after the Cold War, but as the moment when modern conservative politics hardened into a more aggressive and exclusionary form. The book argues that prosperity and technological change masked unresolved anger over inequality, immigration, globalization, and shifting cultural norms. This matters because it revises a common historical memory instead of seeing the decade as a time of bipartisan consensus. Hemmer shows that many Americans experienced it as a period of displacement and political betrayal. Conservative leaders and commentators turned that frustration into a movement centered less on governing than on confrontation. By framing the decade as radicalization rather than simple polarization, the book explains why the Republican Party became increasingly willing to break norms, intensify cultural conflict, and define itself through opposition. The result is a historical account of how structural discontent was converted into a new political style that proved highly durable. Secondly, the fusion of politics and conservative media. A central argument in the book is that conservative power in the 1990s depended on a new partnership between political operatives and media figures. Hemmer shows how talk radio, cable television, and other political entertainment platforms did more than spread messages. They helped build a shared identity among audiences who felt alienated from mainstream institutions. This media ecosystem rewarded outrage, simplified complex issues into moral conflict, and made partisan loyalty feel like a form of cultural belonging. The book is important here because it explains the mechanics of political change, not just its outcomes. Conservatives did not only win arguments on policy. They changed the terms of political communication so that spectacle, grievance, and repetition became central tools of mobilization. That shift helped produce a more permanent and emotionally charged partisan culture. In Hemmer's telling, media was not a secondary instrument but one of the main engines that remade American conservatism. Thirdly, Newt Gingrich, Pat Buchanan, and the politics of anti-establishment combat. The book pays close attention to conservative figures who translated resentment into national influence, especially politicians and pundits associated with combative anti-establishment rhetoric. Hemmer uses these actors to show how the Republican Party moved away from older conservative language of restraint or institutional responsibility and toward a style duffer defined by confrontation, moral certainty, and tactical escalation. These figures did not merely criticize liberal policies. They portrayed opponents as illegitimate, corrupt, or hostile to the nation itself. That rhetoric mattered because it normalized the idea that politics was a struggle for domination rather than negotiation. It also sharpened internal party discipline by rewarding those who performed outrage most effectively. Hemmer's analysis helps explain why such figures were influential even when their policy positions were not always popular in a broad national sense. Their real power came from their ability to align political identity with cultural grievance and to make conflict itself feel politically productive. Fourthly, anti-globalism. White resentment and skepticism toward democracy. Hemmer connects the rise of conservative partisanship to a broader ideological shift that fused nationalism, race, and distrust of democratic institutions. The book emphasizes anti-globalism as a crucial theme. Many conservatives frame trade, immigration, and international engagement as threats to ordinary Americans and to national sovereignty. This message was often joined to appeals that resonated with white resentment and fears of social change. Hemmer does not reduce the movement to one cause, but she shows how these themes reinforced one another and helped create a politics of defensive identity. Just as important, the book suggests that some conservative actors became increasingly skeptical of democratic constraints when those constraints did not produce the outcomes they wanted. That is one reason partisans matters beyond the 1990s. It shows how arguments about national decline and elite betrayal can erode confidence in institutions The book makes clear that the radicalization of conservative politics was not only about winning elections, but about redefining the meaning of legitimacy itself. Lastly, Why Partisans Explains the Road to Trumpism, Hemmer's book is also an interpretive bridge between the 1990s and the present. It shows that the conditions often associated with Trumpism did not appear suddenly in 2016. They were assembled over decades through media change, partisan escalation, and cultural grievance. The 1990s provided the language, tactics, and emotional infrastructure for later political developments, distrust of elites, contempt for compromise, and the use of performance to dominate the public agenda. By tracing those origins, Hemmer offers a clearer explanation of why later polarization proved so resilient. The book is useful because it places contemporary politics in historical context without treating the present as inevitable. It shows how choices made by party leaders, media figures, and activist networks transformed the Republican Party and weakened older norms of bipartisan governance. That makes Partisans valuable both as a history of a specific decade and as an account of how modern American political conflict was built step by step. In conclusion, Partisans should be read by anyone interested in American political history, conservative movement politics, media studies, or the origins of present-day polarization. It is especially useful for readers who want to understand why the 1990s mattered so much more than the usual nostalgic image of that decade suggests. Hemmer offers more than a chronology of elections or a portrait of partisan bitterness. She explains how political messaging, media entrepreneurship, demographic anxiety, and anti-elite grievance combined to reshape the Republican Party and, eventually, the broader Democratic environment. That makes the book valuable for students and general readers alike, because it connects historical developments to the structure of contemporary political life. Compared with many books on recent American politics, Partisan stands out for treating media as a core political institution and for locating Trump-era dynamics in the longer history of conservative radicalization. It is a strong choice for readers who want a serious, historically grounded explanation of how modern American partisanship was built, normalized, and made durable. If you would like to support Nicole Hemmer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.